Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Final hour of the program right here on 105.3 The Fan, Fan After Dark, Fred, Blake, Ross Lebinski in the house on a Tuesday night. Hopefully you guys have had a wonderful evening. We got a little sports on right now. We've got the Dodgers. Game's over. Dodgers take a 2-0 series lead. They beat the Brewers tonight 5-1.
Someone asked, they send you a DNA test, Fred?
Let's see. No. But, I mean, I knew it was my kid.
Someone just asked you a text that's very specific that I don't feel like reverbing.
For Fred, NAS Brunswick veteran here from 2005. Did you know your daughter's mom before Maine, or did you catch you a good old BMW at Joshua's or MJ's? LOL. That's a real Naval Air Station Brunswickian right there. No, we did not know each other before the military. We were actually in the military together. That's how I ended up in Texas, because she's from Lake Jackson, which is just south of Houston. And so my daughter lived with me because her mom stayed in the Navy after I got out. And so I had my daughter for, I don't know, 3-4 years before her mom got out. So Miriam, if you're listening, go ahead and give your dad a call. 877-881-1053. No, she's not. I know she's not.
What's the chances? What's a higher chance? Her listening or the Cowboys being good on defense?
Cowboys being good on defense. Cowboys being good on defense. In fact, I've got my son snapping her to see, you know, what the latest is.
So, latest and greatest.
So we're gonna see. But yeah, no, her mom, like I said, I'll get in touch with her this week.
You need one of these segments, I say you just call her.
Call her from the show?
Call her on the show. I think you should do it. I think the Tolos would be elated to hear y'all talk.
Should we do that at 10:45?
Do it at 10:45, and you can hear the cheerfulness in her voice. Dad, I'm
The problem so is happy. It's going to say Odyssey Dallas on her cell phone.
That's fine. You think it'll pop up? Does it auto-pop? It does.
So, when you call somebody...
Is there a way to get around that, Ross, where it doesn't pop up? We got a little side number.
Star 67. Star 67, the only thing I can think of. All right, let's jump out of the D&M Leasing Hotline. Welcome to the program. A proud Texas Tech alum, and the only question I have is, will he be less obnoxious than Jacob Ray? You know him from Fan University and a budding superstar in his own right, Mr. Brennan Baxter. Brennan, how are we today, sir?
Fred, I'm doing good, man. You're too kind with your words, considering on Friday night you were speaking a different language there about your Kansas Jayhawks. Ooh,
dude, I mean, you know me. I mean, hey.
I'd expect nothing less, and I'll be less obnoxious. I'll take the win humbly.
Look, Jacob was giving me the business. You know, we were on a group text, me, him, and Blake. And, you know, like I told him after the game, I wish we spent less time complaining about tortillas being thrown on the field and worried more about the pathetic game plan that we came out with in the second half. So
I wanted to ask you about that, if you felt that was justified in Lance Leipold making that cry after the game. I was curious what a Kansas fan would think about that.
So apparently he was more upset about, apparently somebody got hit with a pocket knife. And that's what he was upset about.
That's
the rumor. But no one's got a picture of it. No one's got a picture of it now. Apparently Texas Tech did report that a Kansas staffer did turn over a pocket knife to the Texas Tech staff, athletic department, whatever. And that was allegedly turned over to the Texas Tech Police Department. So, I mean, you know what? It's a false flag as far as I'm concerned, all right? Taking away the fact that, you know what, Lance Leipold, you are now 4-17 in big games, all right? And look, could I have handled losing this game on Friday or on Saturday afternoon if it would have been, you know, come down to like a last possession or we actually looked as good as we did in the second quarter, in the second half? Absolutely. I could have lived with that. But we just got outclassed, and to the backup quarterback, no less, in the second half. So, whatever, man. Basketball season's right around the corner.
It's coming up fast for the Kansas fans, that's for sure. And we'll see if a report comes out soon on a disappearing pocket knife. I'm sure we'll get more here in the next couple weeks.
Brennan, your reaction to the new AP polls. Your Red Raiders move up two spots. They're at number 7. A&M within the top 4. Indiana making big movement after they get the big win over Oregon. Any surprising things you saw from the polls?
Yeah, I think it's always interesting to look at the AP polls and have people that tend to not watch the games regularly or see. I'm not a huge fan of the AP poll, but I was proud to see that they did move Indiana into the top 3. I thought that was justified. What Kurt Cignetti is doing there in Indiana is phenomenal when you look at how they're able to kind of stay atop the class of the Big Ten. And I think that A&M staying right there in the top 5 is fair. They were able to handle Florida at home pretty easily, and that Florida team was coming off a win at Texas. Obviously, the big story with Texas moving back into the top 20, OU dropping out of the top 10, different things there. But I honestly felt like this week it was pretty fair. I think where Texas Tech is slotted at 7 is justified. Some of those schools in front of them, like Alabama, have much bigger wins on the season up to this point than Texas Tech does. But sitting there at 6-0, if you're a Texas Tech fan, and right now the class of the Big 12, you have to be feeling really good. But overall, I was actually impressed with the voters this week in the AP poll. They always seem to find a way to put some teams up in front of others that feel like it's just because of the decal on the helmet. But this week I thought it was pretty fair in how they assess the top 25.
All right, so real quick, just jumping back to your Texas Tech Red Raiders. And so, look, I'm on the bandwagon, and I said this, and I was like, look, while I would love for my Kansas Jayhawks to win on Saturday, if we don't, I'll respect that because, look, at the end of the day, I am a Big 12 guy, so I want to see Texas Tech do well if they're going to handle their business, and obviously you guys did. My only concern, though, I mean, look, your defense is good. I'm not worried about that. Joey McGuire has proved himself to be a big-time head coach. I worry, though, about your quarterback situation because it seems like Baron Morton is getting hurt every other game, and I thought I heard where he hasn't played a full game yet this season.
Yeah, Barron's injury history throughout his whole career at Texas Tech, he has never been fully healthy. And even last year, he was able to play 12 games, but had to get shoulder surgery immediately following the season. And so it is something where right now it hasn't been a huge deal. Will Hammond was able to go on the road at Utah and play very well. He didn't throw the ball as well against Kansas this weekend, but still overall with his legs was able to play at a high level. The coaching staff, I will say, has a ton of confidence in Will Hammond. They believe in Baron Morton that he can stay healthy, but they feel like if Will does have to play, that the offense won't skip a beat. And so I do think that Texas Tech, if they want to make noise in the playoffs, they will need some stability and continuity at that position. But in terms of the Big 12 right now, I do think, especially with who Texas Tech has left on their schedule, you're talking about three of the worst teams in the conference, in Oklahoma State, West Virginia, and UCF still on that schedule. Yeah. So they'll need Baron Morton to be healthy if they want to eventually win the conference and potentially win a playoff game or two. But it is a little concerning. I mean, it is a calf injury for Baron. I do think he will end up playing on Saturday. But yeah, the fact that he does keep going down, it's hard for a backup quarterback, regardless of how good you are, to come in that situation and play well and feel like you have stability. So I think there is some cause for concern if you're a Texas Tech fan on that position if you want to accomplish winning the Big 12 and ultimately making a run in the playoffs.
Let's get hot take Baxter right here. Oregon and Oklahoma falling in the rankings as they didn't have their best performances. Are these teams still legit contenders for the college football playoffs, or what you saw in the last couple of weeks, does it show you not to believe in these teams?
I think Oklahoma was a lot of smoke and mirrors, especially with John Mateer in his health situation. They still have to play Alabama, Ole Miss, Tennessee, LSU. I mean, Oklahoma's schedule the last five, six games of the year is just a gauntlet. And you could convince me they could lose all of them. And I think essentially if they're going to win any of those games, Matera is going to have to be a superhuman. And can he do that with one hand? I mean, the three interceptions, he looked fine in terms of playing healthy, but he still made really bad decisions, and they have no run game. So if you want me to put OU in the playoff, I'm going to have a really hard time doing that. Oregon, I'm not as concerned. I think Indiana is a really good football team. Because they have Indiana on their jersey, I feel like we're all kind of saying, I don't know, it's Indiana. But this is a good football team. And so Oregon, I'm not too concerned with. I feel like if they're able to go 11-1, 10-2 in the Big Ten, they still have a very good chance of making the playoff. OU, not as much.
Well, and the one thing about Indiana, and this is where I get pissed off as a Jayhawk fan, is like, you know, we're both traditional basketball schools. And Cignetti, the difference between him and Leipold is he's won big games. And, you know, I mean, we haven't even sniffed a game like a Oregon win on the road. So that's the one thing that I think that separates Indiana from everybody else right now is the fact that they're just so well coached. I'm sure you saw the number the other day that came out where, you know, from a composite standpoint, they have the 72nd best roster in college football. Yet here they are, maybe the best coach team in college football.
Yeah, I don't know if Lance Leipold has been as adamant about having him Googled. You know, Kirk Cignetti is like, Google me. I win everywhere. You know, he's been very honest about his winning, where Leipold not as much. And not to discredit Leipold, Fred, I do want to be fair. I think Lance Leipold's a good football coach.
No, he is.
And both those programs, you're right. I mean, basketball schools traditionally, Kansas had some run in football in the Big 12 back in the mid-2000s.
I was there for it, baby.
And you were there. I'm sure you were, man. And so it's like, Kansas has had success, and they're building the new stadium, and they want the football team to get invested. It just seems like they just started a little bit behind the eight ball, where Indiana, some of those bottom teams in the Big Ten.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
And to be fair, not to go on the schedule rant, but we're not very good. I mean, right. We talked about the Big Ten being a prominent conference, where the Big 12, I would argue, top to bottom, you are playing more teams like a TCU, a Baylor, a Texas Tech, or an Arizona State or Arizona who could win a game. Where in the Big Ten, I mean, Purdue, I know Northwestern just knocked off a Penn State team, but there's a lot of bad teams on the bottom half of the Big Ten, where Indiana's been able to make a rise a little more. But I wouldn't give up hope on Kansas just yet. I think what they're building there, I think there's some opportunity for Kansas to still make noise in the Big 12.
I hope you're right. The question is, and I talked to Broadus about this a week ago, again, he's not been good in one score games. And at some point, something's got to change. So we'll see about that. Where are you at on Alabama? I mean, Kellen DeBoer, again, you lose to Florida State week one, but now Ty Simpson. I mean, right now, depending upon what, you know, Heisman ranking you look at, some have Ty Simpson as the number one front runner right now for the Heisman Trophy. How sold are you on Alabama right now?
So the Alabama story is really funny, because 3 weeks ago you would have said the Florida State loss looks good. Florida State was 3-0. They were ranked in the top 10. Now Florida State's 0-3 in the ACC. And so how much credit or slack are we going to give Alabama for losing to what looks to be a very average or below average team in Florida State. But at the same time, what they've done the last 4 weeks, beating Missouri on the road, beating Georgia on the road, getting a Vandy team at home, and then this week getting Tennessee, Ty Simpson has all of the tools and is playing lights out at the quarterback position. I would put him as my Heisman front runner right now because of the schedule he's going to face. They still get Oklahoma. They still get Auburn, obviously, in the Iron Bowl. And so he's going to have moments to shine. And he has been what I think the most game manager and effective quarterback in college football in terms of getting through his progression, actually being able to effectively play the quarterback position. And they're asking a lot of him. And so far he's delivering. So if I had to pick right now, Alabama's winning the SEC. I think they'll beat Tennessee. And I think Ty Simpson will for sure be in the top three of the Heisman at the end of the year. I feel like we were all very anxious to get back onto the Bama train after the loss to Florida State. But yeah, this team has done it. I mean, if they beat Tennessee, that'll be four straight top 20 wins. And I don't think Nick Saban ever really did that to the level. And so DeBoer is starting to get back in the good graces of that fan base, but they've got to win the SEC. They've got to go to the playoff or they're going to be calling, you know, for his head again at the end of this year. But the expectations are high, but so far they're delivering.
Brennan Baxter, Fan University, joining us here talking all things college football. The U, they look like they're back. I mean, they're rolling right along right now. How much do you believe in Mario Cristobal and Carson Beck?
I think they're the most complete team in college football is how I would view Miami right now. Offensive line, defensive line, Carson Beck, been there, done that at the quarterback position. Skill players look great. The ACC this year, too, with how Clemson looks. We just mentioned Florida State not looking good. I'm a huge believer in Miami. I think they'll be a top four seed. They're the class of the ACC right now, in my opinion. And I really think this team's going to make noise. I think, again, as national media is kind of a blue blood of college football in Miami that has not been to the top in a long time, we're expecting them to kind of fall off like they did last year. But this team is built differently. I think what Mario Cristobal, as you so eloquently said, has built a great foundation there. And so do not be surprised if Miami is playing for a national semifinal or a national championship in January. It wouldn't shock me at all to see them do that.
Brennan, how should people be planning their weekends for college football? What?
Man, this is a good slate. You've got the SEC, I mean, Ole Miss and Georgia at, I believe, 2:30. You've got Tennessee, Alabama at 6:30. If you're a Big 12 fan like myself, Texas Tech goes into Tempe at 3. I mean, start early, man. Start with Fan University there at 105.3, The Fan. We'll be at Jake's Burgers from 9 to 1 in Fort Worth. So make sure you give us a listen, get your preview stuff, and then get home, watch. You got TCU Baylor in the Metroplex, obviously, in Fort Worth as well, too. So it's going to be a great weekend, man. But make sure to check out Fan University and then get home, watch some football, because you'll be up till midnight watching ball. I love when you get the 9:15. It used to be the Pac-12. Now I guess it's kind of the, I don't know what they call
Pac
it. But
whatever.
Maybe it's Pac whatever, and then maybe now it's Big 12 after dark. But you've got great football. BYU-Arizona this last weekend up until midnight was in the double OT thriller. So just be ready to watch football till midnight. That's
and
what I do.
And hell, BYU's undefeated too. So with their quarterback with the number 47, little throwback
47
there.
47, so. Yeah, it's a great. And I will say BYU-Utah, the Holy War this weekend there, that's going to be a really interesting game. I would say the winner of that game will face Texas Tech in the Big 12 championship.
I like that. I like that because Utah had no problem taking care of Arizona State this weekend. So
No, not at all.
Fan University, best show college football in the DFW, 9-1 on Saturday. Great lead in, of course, to Fan After Dark on the weekend. But you guys will be out at Jake's. Get you one of them barbecue burgers. I think it's called the, I don't know what the name of the burger is. I just know they got barbecue sauce on it. And it's a great burger in my book. But go out there, see our boys, Brennan. Is Reitman going to be there, or is he visiting his girlfriend somewhere?
No, Reitman will be there in person. And he's in, so it's, we actually finally got him to come. Carter, though, is going to be at USC Notre Dame, another game I did not mention. They're in South Bend. So Carter's going all the way out to South Bend to watch USC Notre Dame. He's privileged, unlike me and Jake. We'll be at Jake's Burgers holding it down.
Man, you guys, I tell you what, what a show. I can count on one hand how many shows where all three of them have been there at the same time. But you know what? You'll get Brennan, you'll get Jake. Look forward to that on Saturday. Brennan, great stuff from you as always, my friend.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
There you have it. The one, the only Brendan Baxter. Be sure to tune into the show on Saturday from 9 to 1. You will be glad that you did. Are you good? I know you kind of choked up there for a second.
I did. I started coughing bad. I'm glad he got my question so I could turn my mic off.
It felt like you weren't done yet, but he got enough of it.
He understood.
He got enough of it. All right. You know what? Top five got so good to us last night that we're going to go ahead and do it again tonight. A little somber top five, or at least the inspiration behind tonight's top five, a little somber. D'Angelo, Brown Sugar Babe, one of the greatest R&B songs of the 90s and really just of all time, passed away today at the young age of 51 due to a cancer battle that he had never talked about publicly. And so as a result of that, tonight's top five R&B singers of all time. Top five R&B singers of all time. Coming up next, Fan After Dark.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.